Amol Sinha with the ACLU of New Jersey says marijuana convictions can have devastating consequences. He says expunging a record can be costly.
It could cost an individual thousands of dollars if they choose to obtain a lawyer for the service. It could cost over $200 just in fees. It could take months, up to a year, if not longer, to go through this process.
Kate Bell with the Marijuana Policy Project says projected state revenue from legal marijuana sales could help fund it.
If New Jersey's going to be bringing in $300 million a year, there is no reason that some of that tax revenue can't go towards hiring temporary employees for the courts to go through these cases.
The office that administers the court says it would be a challenge to track down old arrest and conviction records that aren't in the state's computer system. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.